initial series of Maror Makomos. I guess we should really sort of get a general overview of what we did so far. We've been staying Shia for a week and a half. And we had Maror Makomos number one. We have a new attendant. Why don't you take the old Maror Makomos sheet, which is just a review of what we've been doing for the last week and a half before we start the new sheet. Do you have a copy of the new sheet?
No.
You get both. Two for the price of one.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. So we began with the Mishnah on that Chav Tes, which we were supposed to begin, right? Officially, Perek Elun Aris, which we did, as good soldiers. We learned about Onus and Mefata. This Onus is in this week's parasha. Mefata is in parasha's Mishpatim. There we saw that there's a concept of how much money should be given. For 50 shkolim. According to some authorities, Ksuba is the Raisa, based upon those psukim. You have to give 50 shkolim. 50 shkolim is another way to say, in our parlance, is 200 zuz. And as a matter of fact, when we gave out the ksuba, every ksuba that we had for Ashkenazim all said the same thing. It said, "Shaf zuzim mosim b'chazal d'chimid d'oraisa." Does it mean it's really d'oraisa or not? It's a big machlokes. The Rosh suggests in ksubas, as we saw, so again on the sword sheet, that even in ksubas d'rabbanan, we still pay with shkolim d'oraisa. It's called kesef tzuri, which is the higher level. The Ramban is exactly the reverse. The Ramban says that even if you would hold a ksuba is the oraisa, you'd pay with a lower level, what's called kesef medina. They're both, in effect, compelled to say these two positions because of the Gemara at the end of the Masechta, again on the sword sheet of Kufyut, where the Gemara seems to say the only difference between the oraisa and the rabbanan is Mos Eretz Yisrael, or Mos Kaputkaya, which is a fairly small difference, a measly difference. One weighs a little bit more, one weighs a little bit less. That's a small thing. But the ratio of Suri to Medina is 8 to 1. That could be only a small difference over here. So it must be, it has to give one way or the other. That's what the Rosh suggests, it gives in one direction. That even if Suma is the Rabbanon, you pay Shkolim Daraisa, and he gives a reason why. The Rosh and the Mordecai, they establish a higher rate, so he shouldn't be able to divorce it with impunity. To make a higher amount of money is a deterrent to divorce. The Ramban is exactly the reverse. Even if you say that ksuba is the oraisa, you're going to say that you pay with most the rabbanon. Again, based on the same Gemara Masechta Ksuba Stav Kuf Yud, the Ran quotes at the very end of the Masechta as well. So that was our first discussion. Then we spoke about the fact that there's a concept of Tanai Bezdin, which means that even if a person didn't write the ksuba down at all, the woman's entitled to the monies anyway, based upon the Tanai Bezdin, that Bezdin was covering these sums. It's a Mishnah of Nun Aleph. And therefore, included in that is number one, a certain amount of money, minimum amount of money, which has 200 zuz for a besula, 100 for an almana, a gusha, and that's, you get it no matter what. Despite that fact, Rabbi Meir says that if the person wrote less, even though she gets entitled to the money, it's still considered what we call a bilas nus, because she's no confidence in the marriage. She has to feel confident that she's going to be secure in the marriage. If Khalil, the marriage breaks up by death of divorce, she'll be given a certain amount of money. That's what we spoke about. That amount of money, 200 zuz, is enough to live on for a whole year, which is a year of severance. Unfortunately, today, the ksuba is worth much less. You can't live for a year on the ksuba. Maybe the Chazanish's version, and the price of silver is pretty high now, but when it's high, it's $36,000. Pretty high. That you could probably speak by in a year. But the Chaim Noah's shear, which is just a few thousand dollars, it's impossible to live on that for a year. And there's a question of Motze Mechaber Olav Araya, where Moshe has $24,000. Already getting tough to live on for a year. And we had suggested that maybe according to the Sefer Midos and Shiurei Torah. Again, let's get it straight. Ksuba itself is $600. That's a fact. It's 10 times Pidyon Aveh. The question is, how many times the Ksuba, which is 200 Zuz, is it 200 Zukukim, which are added in the Ksuba, we call those sevens in the Dunya. So Chazanish says it's 60 times as much. Ramosh says it's 40 times as much, based on the Torah stuff. No doubt, 100 pounds of silver. As you saw, if you recall, a liter is a pound, a lira is all the punt, all the same thing. And then the Midas of Shiurei Torah based on the Maror Mincha, it's only 20 times as much, not 40, but 20. So instead of 24,000, we're down to 12,000. Rav Chaim Noah, based on the beginning of the Drisha, which we saw inside yesterday, says it's only 4 times as much. So you're talking about the whole thing being the $3,000. Can't live it for that long. So it would be a nice idea to reinstate the amount of per year, but can't get together, so it's not happening in real life. In any event, as Rav Moshe wrote, to review again, we have experts in how much a ksuba is worth. In almost all cases, it's never collected. A ksuba was important when a man could divorce his wife against her will. So it's a deterrent. If he divorces, it's giving an extra amount of dollars. Rabbi Elgarishin came later, Chayra. Can't do that anymore. So it's all a matter of negotiations. You won't. The woman said, I want a divorce. Fine, I'll give her a divorce. I want my ksuba. No, I won't give her a divorce. So she's behind the eight ball. What happens if he wants a divorce? I want a divorce. She said, I don't want. So they have to pay what she wants. It's, whenever you need both parties, it's a matter of negotiation. It's for better or worse. That's the aguda problem nowadays. But whatever it is, the matter of ksuba is not so relevant. Lahalach alamayis, as Rav Moshe writes in that famous true. Fine. Here comes the big question of Takana Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach said, when Marnath Pei Beis, that all of the husband's possessions have to be mortgaged to the ksuba. And the question becomes, very nice, does he mean that is inviolate? No matter what he says or she says, it's effective, this mortgage of all the possessions to the ksuba? Or no? That's a machlok, as we saw between the Tosfos Rid and the Ramban. Tosfos Rid says it's absolutely inviolate, it can't help it no matter what. It's irrelevant no matter what. And according to the Ramban, it's only it's a lechatchila. Every person must subject all of his property, as you write in every single ksuba, all your property is subjected to the mortgage with the pay off this ksuba. Fine. That's machlokas number one. Machlokas number two, how serious is this mortgage of all the property? Does it rise to the level of bilas nus? Of course, it's an independent question. It's true whether, in fact, the decision between them, or his decision not to mortgage his property, would be effective or ineffective. We said before, a mayor said even if it's a tanai bez of 200 zuz, which she gets anyway, if he wrote less, it's considered bilas nus, she has no confidence in it. So here too, whether or not it's effective in the absence of the commitment on his part is question one, machlokas between the Rid and the Ramban. Question number two is, according to either opinion, if you didn't write it in the document can't be worth to collect it, it's only a tanai bez, again according to those, would it still be a bilas nus or not? Again, it's a big dispute. The Haflah and the Tumim say yes, it's a bilas nus. It seems that Rov Poskim disagree. It's not a bilas nus based on many proofs we spoke about yesterday in the Shir. And it's a good thing, as we said, pointed out today and yesterday in the Shir, that these days you can't collect from Mishubot, unless you have it written in the registry, what they call the Tabu in Eretz Yisrael. And so these days you have a title search. Whatever you want to buy a house, it has to be a lien, has to be registered. The mere fact that two Aiden signed a piece of paper and it's moti a coal, today maybe there isn't any coal, would not suffice. So if you hold the worst case scenario, that there's no de facto mortgage on all the property, then all of our ksubas are no good. Shall it be less news for every single ksuba? Yes, we always have the Ramot to rely upon a little bit, that since you can't divorce your wife against the will, you don't really need a ksuba at all nowadays. But no, we had spoken about the fact that that's only by onus. Where there is a ksuba, you just prepaid it. Okay, but we can extend it at least as far as the mortgage is concerned, to rely upon that Ramah, that's one thing. Or, as we saw from the Sefer Mishpat HaKsuba, as long as de jure you have a right to collect the money, even though de facto you cannot go to the American law or Israeli law, it shouldn't make any difference. Most folks can say the other way around. Even in the absence of any mortgage on all property which the husband sells in the interim, between the time he marries her and the time he divorces or he dies, whatever is sold in the interim is not collectible, as long as whatever he owns at the time of the collection, real estate, immovables, is right, so whatever is his is collectible, then it's not considered to be a bilas nus. And that's the fundamental takan of Shimon ben Shetach, based upon the one that pay base and base. The fact that Mishabadim is, of course, an extra, but its absence will not create a shallah bilas nus. Also, I gave you a 10-minute summary of what we've been doing the last week and a half, and now we're ready to start to turn our attention to new inyan. New inyan. So the first new inyan is not really new inyan. Let's take a look at the screen. Text it from the top. Also, this yachid and makala kodem sheyichtav lo ksuba. That's the Ran and Daf Aleph Amud Aleph discusses this issue. Whether it's true or not, we know that a person is not permitted to live with his wife, to be with his wife, if there's no ksuba. That's in the Furusha Gemara. We saw that it's considered to be a bilas nus. The actual terms is really in Baba Kama Peites, But the concept is found in the Sefer Ksuvos in a couple of places as well. That's as far as the Bia. What about the Yichud? So the simple read of the Torah is, even that's not allowed. Even that's not allowed. That's a big problem. We'll have to see in a minute. When do you write the Ksuvah? Who's ever been in a wedding in Eretz Yisrael? Who's ever been in Eretz Yisrael? When do they write the Ksuvah in an Israeli wedding? Anyone know? Under the Chuppah. So there's a question that becomes, how do they walk under the Chuppah together? Okay, so we'll have to, that's all going to be discussed in the upcoming very important to discuss the distinction between Minhag Eretz Yisrael, what I call Minhag America. In America, you will almost never have the Ksuvah signed under the Chuppah. It's almost always something we call the Chosin's Tish, which will create another problem, which we'll discuss first, which is, what about the date changes? This time of the year is peak season for this. Peak season. Today the sun sets 7:20 something. When was this today? Right, look it up when you're on your watch. 7:20 something. We call the wedding for 6. The chuppah's called for 7. And at the end of the day, it schleps. And it ended up being getting the first gemat, the bang gemat, until 8. It's dark outside. But they signed the ready ksuba at 7. This is Maisa B'Choyom. The ksuba signed at 7, and today's 8th? Today's the 8th day of Elul. Just imagine they put the 8th day of Elul down, and it could be the fancy calligraphized ksuba, it costs hundreds of dollars to write the ksuba. And guess what? It schleps. The rabbi comes late, the photographer, the makeup lady, I don't have to know, I'll give you experience. The makeup lady. And my wedding, the one that was late, because the makeup lady came late. Hours and hours before, because everything depends on this, depends on this, depends on this, with the hair, with the dress, with the photographer. It's getting my experience. The makeup lady comes late, you're going to be really in trouble.
It
sounds absurd, right?
No, because you can't take the photographs. And
yeah, I understand. I say it sounds absurd. I told the Talmidim here about makeup ladies. But I'm just giving you, when you get married, make sure the makeup lady comes on top. Otherwise, things get delayed. As crazy as it sounds, that's just the reality.
Or just don't have
one. Right. That's better. When I got married, my wife had no makeup. You wore no makeup.
I didn't wear makeup.
Yeah, I'm sure you didn't. It was an expression. You know, we're learning with Sefer Ksuvos, and in Sefer Ksuvos, we all know the famous, take a look at that, Yudzayin and Aleph. Come on, take a look. I'm just giving you an expression. Yudzayin and Aleph, the Gemara has over here. Famous Gemara, everyone knows about this. Top of the line. Actually, the bottom of the previous page, Tazayin and Beis. Everyone knows this. You have a Gemara? Go into my office. There's an extra work service. At least one, maybe even two on my desk. The famous Gemara, Kates and Miraculous Nair Kala. I hope no one says a Bishama. Bishama says Kala Kamo Shehi. This one's beautiful, this one's ugly. Kates and Miraculous, I gotta tell the truth. Bishama, I gotta tell the truth. Bishama, the famous, that's what we sing. I hope we all say like Bishama. Kala Noa Bachasuda. All right? So Bishama's on the basis. What if she's not lying? What are you going to say? You tell a lie. Basila says, I'll answer your question. A guy bought, let's call it Mekach Ram and a Shuk. He bought something from the Shuk, and it's a Mekach Ram. He bought a lemon. He bought it already. Yishabchena benav, or you got an enav. We're going to say, now you bought a lemon. Too late. Yishabchena benav. L'olam te'adato shal adan morevis and abriyas. We learned your vomits a few years ago, right? Was anyone here? It was 3 years ago. You were there? We spoke with us at length. But the Easter of Varshaka Tirchok, and you're not supposed to lie in certain cases. This is one of the things we spoke about. So they had a case when a kala came in Eretz Yisrael. They say, listen to this thing: Lo chal, v'lo srak, v'lo pirchus, v'yalas chen. What do these things mean? Chal is the blue by her eyes, and srak is the red. It says Rashi that the makeup makes it, and pirchus makes her hair fancy. Don't any yalas chen. So Baruch Hashem, when I got married, my kala had lo chal, v'lo srak, v'lo pir. The yalla said, Baruch Hashem, I wish you a bracha because you're not married yet. You should deserve it with such a wife. You're beautiful without makeup. But I got to tell you one thing. That was then. I got married quite a few years ago. My kids, I think they look very good. Both my daughters and daughters-in-law, I think they look good. But none of them, to my knowledge, was zeichah to this lo chal, v'lo srak, v'lo pir was in their way. To my knowledge. Some more, some less. But you know, that's the world's change. You know, what can I tell you? I'm an old classicist. Give me back the old lo chal, lo srak, lo pirchus. But you're going to be delayed if your makeup kind of lady comes late. Just letting you know. So you got to do. So what happens if a wedding is delayed? I think I mentioned this to you this week earlier. I was at a wedding. The wedding was just a week ago. One of the most distinguished rabbanim here in our yeshiva married off his daughter and to another distinguished talmud of our yeshiva. And this was last Tuesday. The ksuba was dated last Tuesday. And the ring was put on the finger way after dark. Way after dark. It was already Wednesday. So what do you do? So one thing you do is post-date it. You post-date the ksuba. So I was at two different weddings, same day in the same part of town I mentioned to you. One had the earlier date, but they got married also after dark. One had the later date, and they got married after dark, even though it was written earlier. What's going on? How do you deal with all these things? Well, let's discuss this. Okay. So Rabbi Osai, the Numar Makomas, let's just open. I hope everyone has a copy of the Numar Makomas. To start from the very beginning, I asked you to see a Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, on this tour, is a Beis Yosef. Just on the very first line. So let's spend some time on the first line of the tour. Just half a line. Okay, let's spend this time on this, with the Rabbi Yosef Karo to say about this. Literally, the first half a line. What does he say? Look carefully. What did he say? Push it. Of course it's awesome. Per kamet ksuba dev zayin. That's on your Makor Rashi a little bit later on. Uvda the Rab Ami shor le mivil et chile b'shabbos. Friday night, don't use it for chabura. Amru leiva lo ksiva ksubasa. Amalu at vesu metalkuli. What's the obvious Rabbi Osai is that seems to be a non sequitur over here. I want you to ask some question. What's the non sequitur here? Oh, so this yache, what does he say? Shore le mivo. What's this? What's a non sequitur? Come on. The Torah said what word did the Torah use? Oh, so what? This yache. What word is the Gemara using over here?
Le mivo.
Two different things. You're bringing me a raya of Yosef Kari. You're bringing me a raya as an isu yichud from a Gemara as an isu bia. What's going on over here? More than that, the Rosh writes in the Ksuba, yes?
If you're going to say that, what's it called, that you bring an Isher, like, what's it called, an Isher Yichud from Isher of Bia, like, what's it called, like, I think that's okay then, because, like, if they can't do Bia, then Kal Vachomer, they can't do Yichud.
Kal Vachomer, oh, wait a minute. I hope you don't say Kal Vachomer. If any man who was in a room with a girl, he's a Balavera to the Kal Vachomer. That's not a good Kal Vachomer. But you are correct that there are issues with Yichud, we should stay away from very, very strongly. It's a good time to be a little Musa. Yichud is a very serious problem. Okay? And if you look, I don't want to go into all the problem now, but if you look at this over here, cause of a rush. Watch this. Look at the debate I had. Catch this. La'ares noshim ulis yachad imoin v'lodur b'yachad v'lo chupa v'lo brocha. What does la'ares mean? Not to get engaged, we call that today. What does Aris mean? We went the first day. What's Aris mean? To get married. Aris is Kiddushin. But they were missing Chuppah and they were missing a Brocha. Midig Rauzer. It says in Kala La Brocha Su the Balakanida. Not just that. Man, that's kiddie. That's what it means, literally. But the boy is the Raisa. He boshos litbogos manchlo chnisa the Chuppah. Vechatas hakohu. And lo yavatlo a roa gadola azos. End quote. What they used to do. They had Kiddushin. That's interesting. It's a very important rush. The rush implied that in certain parts where he lived, and the rush lived pretty late. Rush lived in the 13th century. Already in the time of Rashi, who lived in the 11th century, they stopped having we have to do this already before. There used to be a 12-month gap between Kiddushin and Nisu, and they stopped it. They did it all together. Nonetheless, there were some people, the rush, obviously writing the Tshuva Lemaisa, Bim Kolchon, some places, that they had a gap in between. And in between, they lived together without a chuppah, without a bracha. So not only is it a problem, because there's no bracha, it's kinida, it's real nida. She's afraid to go to the mikvah because they'll throw her out because she wasn't in the nesuah yet. They should throw her out. We went through this, I told you about the Sefer HaKeda, didn't I tell you that? That's the word he used, chatas hakolu. Their mikvah ladies were like by me. Anyone can come in except for a single woman. Ah, she'll have a worse severe, otherwise that's a private sin. Chatas hakol. He said that to HaKeda, so about stone, chatas stone. It was institutionalized, the Averis. Ever remember I spoke about that? You remember it? Did I talk about it? I didn't mention it this year.
Why?
But what happened with the Sefer HaKedah? I didn't mention it. See, those are bad. My memory is. Look up the Sefer HaKedah in Parshas Vayera. If I can get it, I'll even show it to you. Well, we had discussed it once before, but my I don't know if they have it. Tanakh. Well, I don't want to. I want to first one Tanakh. Wait a second. Hell yeah. What do I do all over? Forshi Tanakh. I'm not sure how much they have. Akeda. Yes! Resh, they have it. Oh, for some reason, only until Vayikra. Don't explain to me why. Why that's so. But you're not going to believe what I'm going to show you. You will literally not believe it. I think it's Shachov. I'm mistaken. It's two different places right here. Anchi and Stone, watch this. I can find it. You don't have to stay over here. So much to say. Some of them I can't find these. I know where to find them in a book. Oh, hold on. Compared to Pelegish we give up. Oh. Should have passed it already. That's funny, yeah. Just need another minute. I can't find it. I'll just give up. I apologize for the delay. No, I can't stop. See, he's talking about all these things. I'm not good at scanning screens. I'm sure you're much better than me. What he says over here, either we'll find it or we won't find it, is that a person's private sin, this is private sin. All right, he'll be punished for a sin, but everybody else is, you know, chadas yachid. Here we go, I found it. Watch this. You're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe it. I'm telling you, you're not going to believe it. Watch this. All right, what did he say? Whatever Yechidim did, big deal. I mean, it's bad, but you made from chadas yachid el chadas tzibur. So he writes over here. He says as follows. Medina, what's this? Avon Pulili, because Chayav Levar Men Olam, and they didn't protest. They looked away the other way. Mutal Kol HaShratim. Chom Asher Yechidim Bechol Tzibur V'Tzibur. Yayin Nesach Vina Yakom Moshatnes. If you look aside, as if you did matter it, it becomes a chatas atziva kulam. Same expression, so a chatas akol. It's on the rush. Watch this. Kamapamis chabadati alze. You literally won't believe this. Al olas hanashim akadeshos. What this means? A woman of ill repute. Shegasu and rofa bide shofte Yisrael, asher bedoreinu. His generation. He lived in 15th century Spain. Velo old. Elok for your osu biktsas hakilos. You're not going to believe this. Lita lehem chanina beneihem. There were those who allowed these women of ill repute to live in the midst peacefully. And this is even more unbelievable. Gam yeshem afsikin lehem pras mehakol. They're paid by the community chest. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? It took the New York City mayor so much time to clean up the 42nd Street mess. And they're paying for it. The government's paying for it. Why? Why do they do it? So this is not 2014. This is 15th century Spain. There was still some morality in the world. So why do they do it? Ki amru, you're not going to believe this. Kevan shematzilos es haravokim o haschalim mechet Iser Eishes Ish HaChomer. There were these Ravokim, these people, single males with their raging hormones. What they do? They were unfortunately being mezana with Eishes Ish. That's a real, that's the worst sin, the worst sin in the world. Or Omisakonas HaGoyos. They would hang out with non-Jewish women of ill repute, which is also terrible for a whole bunch of reasons. What they said? Mutav sheyavru alav zeh. Better they should be with single non-Jewish women. Mishayavol deyisaskilo sakonas reifa. How do you like that? Do you believe this went on? I'm not lying to you. It tells you, Shar Chof and his Arcadus Yitzchak Spendracious was written in the 15th century Spain. Not 2014.
Before? I thought he wrote this after the expulsion.
I don't know when he wrote it exactly, but you'll have to do your research. Okay. Vanidanti al zeh pomer rabos of Fneim for the Fnei Gedoleim. They were Gedolei Torah. I assume that's what it means. Maybe it means Gedolei politics. I don't know. Vizbartelehem. Shachet ha-godol ha-sheyav ha-lev ish ish v'beis yishroa b'seisem v'shalo l'das ha-rabim v'shus bezen chatas yochiru hu ba-avoyon o-yomus ha-yde bezen shomala o-mata v'cho yisro n'kim p'legish b'giva if the bezen would have done the right thing omnom ha-chet ha-kotlin sh'yaskimo l'av das ha-rabim v'ha-dos nitna v'bode dineim shol limchos bo Hine hu zima v'avon pulili v'chadas ha'kol kulo v'lo nidon l'mechilem lo b'peronis ha'kol as had b'nei b'nyamin v'pelegesh b'givan and stone tov u'mutav sh'ikorso yistorfo yisoklo v'achator v'edim v'nam sh'osan v'shateyokar osachas v'hator v'askamas ha'rabim. How do you like that? U'mi sh'lo yikavo zeh b'dato. You think it's wrong? What is wrong? You make him do a worse aveira? There's some communities where they allow single women into the mikvah. They say, look, they're going to do this best sin anyway. So listen, they take away, all right, they have it. Premarital is one thing. Neither is worse. In my opinion, what the Akkadians about them is correct. Again, someone walks in, I don't know who they are. Yeah, you don't check for an ID, for a marriage license, you won't go to a mikvah. But if you know the person's single, out. Told the rabbi, I'm going to have a worse thing because of you. Yeah. It's okay. Take on my cheshire, on my back. I'm the Akedah Yitzchak. My middle name is Yitzchak. I'm not holding the Akedah Yitzchak. Can't do this. You can't allow the community to sin. But first, we don't know. It's very important. That's what the Rush is saying. You allow this thing, they had a custom, they do Erisin, and then they live together afterwards. If you don't protest, it's your fault. That's how we start this whole thing. I thought I told you about this Akedah before. I forget what I tell you. I don't. Always don't let me get away with it. Whenever I tell you something that sounds interesting, make sure I tell you again. Because I didn't say it. I never told this to you. So
are these Jewish girls or non-Jewish girls?
The community was hiring Jewish girls. Keep away from the Goyish girls or the married women. Now, it is true. It is true. The fact is a fact. For a single man to live with a single Jewish woman, as bad as an affair as it is much less than with a Goya, or certainly much less than with a married woman. Correct! Doesn't matter. That's okay to say. Here too, the Rosh is saying this terrible thing, they're living with before the Chuppah and Kiddush, before the Chuppah and Nisuim. If you don't stop it, Chadas HaKol, the same word. Gentlemen, why is the Beis Yosef writing this over here? He started off, Osulis Yache. Here he's talking, Bolei Nidus. If you look carefully in the Truma Rosh, I won't go into the details now, save time. You look it up yourself, that's his source. Klal Zalman, half the women in those places would come to the chuppas, and he puts it, kreis ben shineho, pregnant. There's no immaculate conception of us, so we don't believe in that. So I mean, if she became pregnant before, we know what it means. Or as the Chazal say in a different context, hein eide yichud, Hein, they be. They're not going to be sealed to Sharm together than this exclusion of the private room. Let's be realistic about that. Alright? So therefore the Rush screams. But it's a non sequitur. Look what goes further than that. Because of Iran the Resh Ksubis, because of Ali, we saw it enough Aleph from Aleph. Yeah. What does he see? What does he discuss over here? A question of whether there is an Easter of Yichud. Or not. So the Ran says there's no Isser of Yichud. We spoke, there's an elephant, we spoke, we read the whole thing inside last time. So the Mefarshim asked Kasha, wait a minute. They're already now, unbelievable. First he quotes Isser Yichud. He quotes a Gemara about Bia. He quotes a Rosh about Bia. He quotes a Ran, which is exactly the same thing, that Yichud is Mutter. And he didn't say, Abel Kosav Aram. It's the Kosav Aram. The only way out of this, and that's a big kiddush to me, but I think it's correct, as I'll show you in more detail later, is that the word Yichud over here doesn't mean Yichud. The word Yichud here means a Yichud, the kind of Yichud that is designed to have a Bia following it. I'll show you the Gemara. It's on the Mar Mekom. I don't know if you saw it yet. Let's see it right now. Jump ahead. Zion and Beis. Zion and Abel is that one line that we just saw about the Talbalin. And what goes on to Zion and Beis? The Gemara is like this. Tana Rabbanan, towards the bottom. B'varachin b'chas chasanan b'beis chasanan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Abba b'beis Erisin b'varachin also. Am Rabbi of Yehuda Shon. The land of Yehuda. Neshe misyach erima. What do you mean misyach erima? So Rashi says, b'Erisin, k'deish l'yilibo gaspa. And therefore, you make a bracha, kala b'bracha, shulah akanida. That means the beer. What's the right? The next Rashi. We say every wedding, we say, Aslan Sarusas, Midrabbanan, Shagazwa Yichat Shapnuya Vafarusa, Loitia Shtikan Sachupa, right? Uva Bracha, Kadutrishis, Kala Bracha, Sulav Kanida. And we're talking Aslan is Isir of Bia. Look at the Tosis. If you don't have bad face days, and Bracha made you Sahim, Amari, Armin, and Kal Bracha, Sulav Kanida, Fisha Pa'amin, Boa, Olea, Shalom, the Shem Chupa. Also, bracha mitchila neshli kala bebracha. They're not discussing yichud. They're learning the Torah together. We know when hakol yodim kala nechusa to the yichud, but it should be the official chuppah. That's pashat pshat in this space. Yosef, to be honest, Dake Moshe. I asked you Dake Moshe. That's just a little bit history. The Dake Moshe was written by the Ramah. Three quarters of the redundancy of the base Yosef. In his introduction, he wanted to put it into Geniza, because he's the Beis Yosef, they were contemporaries. Beat him out. He said, you know what, I'll leave it, because I have some new things anyway, and I have been in Ashkaz against the next Svart. The editors didn't have enough ink to print the whole Beis Yosef and the whole Dark Emotion. So they cut out three quarters, or more, which is already in the Beis Yosef, and they put in what's not in the Beis Yosef. But very often, they play with it. Right? So for example, here, if you look at the Dark Moshe Aruch, it's original, which is printed in the new Torah, it's in the back. It doesn't say, it says, Avol Haran. Avol Haran means that the Ran is against what we said until now. That means until now we wanted to ask a Yichud, even a plain Yichud, not a Yichud which is intended for Bia. Avol Haran is Matir that. Against the Pshat we just gave now, where the Beis Yosef doesn't say Avol, he just quotes them one after another with the Rivash, excuse me, with the Rush and with the Gemara and with the so I'm going to say that my flag is what the words of the Torah mean, but I don't want to go into that right now too much of that. I want to go a little bit further than Beis Yosef. Okay, Rabosai, so you're getting your just a little bit. Okay. Watch this. This is already old stuff from the medley, not new stuff. But now some of the new stuff. This is Meisen B'chol Yom. You fill out the Ksuba. I do this all the time. When I do a wedding, I try to fill out the Ksuba right here in my office. I fill out that right there on the spot. You should fill out the Ksuba at the wedding. What happens? You're in a rush. You're under pressure. The photographer is flashing in your eyes. They're not going to soda spilling all over the ksuba. They're jostling you. You know what it is. It's worth spending a few minutes in the comfort of your office filling out early. But I stay there. Where's he getting married? Whenever he's getting married. Brooklyn. Teaneck. But I'm writing it here in my office in Washington Heights. That's what they did over there in the olden days. Okay. It does say it's kosher. If you read it and like it. Why? It says in Gemara in two places, Gittin Pei and Ayes Vesid, Baba Basra Kufayim Beit. Ki Asvisu Behini Ksova Behini. I've got the mims from the Chumili Bishili. She write where you are. Right? This is what he quotes. Period. So the question becomes, do we in fact keep this thing? No one that I know keeps it at all. Nobody. Shulchan Aruch left it out. Pashup Shai left it out for a good reason. Because it's very likely that the word ksivi doesn't mean ksivi, it means chasimi. It means where you're signing it. No one signs a ksuba here in my office. They sign it by the wedding. So I'll get to the, if you see the Maram Akomas, this is, I told you already that this segment of Maram Akomas has some other mesechtas. First one has only ksubas. So we made it very careful. Now the first part is primarily mesechta gidni. And if you look in the traces, in the rush, but yes, you see, you will see it over there. Anyone have more getting with them today? Anyone brought it to Shia? Nobody? All right. So what we'll do is we'll show something some getting on the screen. And, okay. If a screen is good enough for you, don't have to make the Gemara. We can live with screens. But at least you should see the Gemara in Beis Medrash in hard print. Let's go to get, just to get back into I asked you to see the Tosfos and Gittin, which is exactly what we saw in the Beis Yosef. But the Rosh is a bit different. The Rosh is, as you see over here, commenting on that. Okay? The Rosh is Perek Ches, Siman Tes. Watch. So long, that's probably all these things. I can't find things. Like when I scan screens, I can't find. I found the Akeda ultimately. It was worth waiting for, no? Uh-huh. Watch this. Behind the Kamar. That which we're discussing, us so fair. The Sofer shouldn't write here in New York, but get married in Jersey. Lav Dafka! Adam Shim Khashash Asa Aidim! The tzarach lichtav v'shtar shem o'ir sh'edim chosmin bo. And for the lichtav v'racheres, sh'yom v'le'edim imano yisen, bo'sayom v'bokom acher. You're afraid about the hazama. V'en choshim imshina v'shtar ha'ksiva, rabosai. We don't care if you write it in a different place. He brings a writer from the getting the famous one of Gimel. He found it in the garbage. Why are we afraid it wasn't written in the same place? So what I do here in my office is fine. I write on Tinek, even though I'm sitting in New York, because it's not signed here. That's how we follow our both sides. So even though the re seems to disagree, as we saw in the Beis Yosef, Paskan Halach on the Mice like the Rush, and therefore this problem doesn't really exist. We'll discuss it with Mr. Shem later today or tomorrow in more detail. Fine. But now we come back to the Beis Yosef, where we came from. Now we start a very, very critical question. This happens, I told you all the time. Watch this, please. Rav Yoh Kibel Meyoviv. Din Hiktim Aksiva Vazman Biyom Venas Akinyan Balayla Kosher. This is really wild. You wrote the date of the day, and even the Kinyan was at night, not just the wedding. What's the Kenyan mean when you pick up the handkerchief, right? Or you pick up whatever you pick up, the chazan picks it up to obligate himself, it's a night, it's kosher. How can that be? It says in Gittin Daf Yudches, Ksuba Kamaisa Bez Ndamya, Vinechteves Bayom, Vinechteves Balaylo. I hope you saw the Gemara by now, that's the first Maramakam almost. Gittin Daf Yudches. Niyatosis Pirshid Apostle, Shematosephis, the Les Lekola. Now the Ksuba itself is a ma'aseh bezin, but Tosefes is not required by bezin. You waited your own every Ksuba Tosefes these days. Miu im osa kinyan bayom yecholim lachto mosai sheyirtzu. And quotes in Mefurish and Gemara Bavas with Kufa Ayin Beis ki adisu yomadak nisu. But if you know the day of the kinyan, ksovu yomadak nisibe. End quote. End quote. And then he quotes a Tosin Gittin, Rebosim, which you should have seen already. Yesh v'koma shenogen lichto v'aksuva v'erev Shabbos v'lechos v'motsoi Shabbos v'enochol nasos kei shem tosefes v'dimba les lekola. Fine. So if you stop over here, Abba says, it's not even a shayla that if I have what goes on every day of the week these days, if they have the ksum which is dated today, and the Kabbalah's opinion is today, because that's why the chosin stitch. Then they go to the bedekin, and they, that takes time, then when it sits down, by the time he puts the ring on her finger, it's a nice, no problemo, because the Kabbalah's opinion is done by day. Can anything be more clear than this? Can anything be more clear than this? Black and white, right? Black and white. Nothing to talk about. Almost every person in the world holds this way. The problem is the one who holds that way is the greatest person of all. Problem. Ramosha held, no good. That's why we should try our best to avoid it because of COVID and Ramosha. Especially in New York, Ramosha was a Maradas of America, certainly of New York. We try to avoid it. But I'm not going to share the whole Rav Moshe. A little bit of Rav Moshe. All the other things in a moment. No. It's a long tshuva. No. Oh! But Mashkasati, but Dibros Moshe. You know, Rabbi says it's a little sad. No one ever reads Dibros Moshe. You know why? It's just too long. Rabbi Moshe was the God of Ador. And he wrote such beautiful things, but people don't have patience. We learned Yevamos. We had a few Dibros Moshe. I don't know if you remember. Yeah, it was very fascinating. But I confess, Chatos Yevisa. I don't look at it every day either. But here he wrote the Tezu Willow. Tursus Bava Metzia Dav Zayin Amid Beis. What do they say? Give him a slip of his mind. It's a direct quote. Ulekodem Erisin Lekala Mechash the cause of law. That's Lashon HaTosis. That's what he says. Let's repeat, let's memorize the words. Ulekodem Erisin Leka Lamechash the cause of law. Six words we can memorize. What does it mean? Rav Moshe learns Pshat. Humish of the Oz Lamo Ilak Sivaso. It's worthless. It's worthless. It's worthless. You cannot obligate yourself to a wife before she's your wife. Therefore he says, Raya Gedol Mitosis, Shebizman Azeh de Mekachim Tachas HaChupa, Ein Lichto V'Aksuma B'Yom, Im HaChupa Tia B'Layla, Tia Mukdom, Ap Shasukin B'Oso Inyad. That's correct. The guy Mistaber came. The merchant knows what's going on. That's quoted in the Chelkas Machoikik, Simon Hay, Sikon Yutes, and Beishmul Yugimel. Shekaz the Betam, Shafilim, Kazan the Meshudechas, Ksuba. Because our Kodem are Erisin, less Lafilim on a Messiah. Lo Kazan the Elam and Asa Kotza. Rabbo said, before she revolts against her merchant. That you write for a Meshudeches, it means a girl you haven't given her the ring yet. And you obligate yourself, sure, if you back out from the Shidduch, it's not binding. But if you didn't back out from the Shidduch, it's binding from right now. In effect, we'll sort retroactively. A Mefurish Rebosh against her Moshe. But what does he do? Tosis HaKeret. He admits the Dochak. He has Mukhrochim, he says, Litchok. You better believe it's the Dochak. The kavanos of the meshudechas lo shayach l'schayach v'ksivas k'suba v'kinyin al k'suba uvechreach shenichlem ela al acher shi kachan v'yisena v'meli yeposlim b'din mukta. Ah, come on. Such a shver pshat. How can he say this pshat? But he's caught, he got stuck with Tosis. So I have over here a bosai from Usher Weiss, Shlita. And we have at least one big fan of his sitting in the room, at least. I'm another one, so we have at least two. This was given out at a wedding, which I attended, of Moshe Chaim Bela Chana Zephyrin, a.k.a. Mark. Were you in the shiur with him? He sat in my shiur for a few years. I was not in the Sagadish, but the Baba of the Rebbe came to the Sagadish, those who were there. He's shouted the Baba of the Rebbe. Comes on the Torah for reasons which I won't go into. And Rabbi Usher Weiss is friendly with them. Friendly with them. For the father, I believe, comes from California. And as a matter of fact, I'm even related. I'm related to Matul Tziril Bas Rav Moshe Zephyrin. That was Matilda Zephyrin. That's the from St. Louis, who was a Heisler, my father-in-law's first cousin. So, Mamash, I'm related over here. Okay, this is so I feel a closeness. The two from the Zephyrin family sponsored this. There's a third Zephyrin family from Teaneck. The Yak Zephyrin lives in Teaneck, the doctor. So these are cousins of through my wife's side, and actually, I'm not going to. Well, more family over because it's Moshe Kranzler Shlita from Teaneck is also related. The two Zephyrin brothers. I'm going to the whole thing. I'm not going to everything. His name is also appears over here on the first page. Okay, letting you know. So Rabbi Osher Weiss Shlita talks about it. He says Rabbi Moshe's trying to impossible. You can't get to Rabbi Moshe. It's a terrible dochak. Rather, Pshat the Torah says Lekel Lamechash, not because it's not effective. It's unlikely to happen. That's why. But if it did happen, it would be effective. He quotes to me, Vosh, and he says, don't listen to me, he says. Don't listen to me. No, don't listen to me. No. He writes over here in Simon Chav Gimel, not just me, should base Yaakov Simon Kuf Lamed Gimel. This is an early Sefer. It was printed in the year Tuf Nun Vav. So now, we're talking still about the 17th century. It's not some 21st century mix here. 17th century work. Gedolei Olam. And he quotes our Tosfos, this is about Metzia Dav Zayin, where Moshe based himself upon it. What does he say? No. What Tosfos means is we're not afraid it's going to happen. That's what it means. Not that if it happened, it wouldn't work. L'kodem erisin lekel amechash the kosela in your dua bevada the kosela kodem erisin yeshla. That just means they probably have no reason to assume that it happened. Then he quotes the Rivash. He quotes the Rivash. Rivash is black on white. The Rivash says, without kiddushin it's not binding. I feel the kosela shalok kosela elam and ask the kotsa. Baksub ain't also kiddushin lo nisuin. You see clearly, he means you're up before the Kiddush, and he backed out from the Shidduch. So then, of course, nothing's binding. Avlam Kitchav in the Sach Hakach, Chal Shibur Ksuba Lamafreya, Mishah Shekosala, Filu Kosala Miyad, Sheshitcha Kodam Erisin, Klor. Tosfos Rivash Aharon argued, black on white, the Marival says exactly the same thing, he says. The Mechudas Kvodu, he says, it's all against. And of course, I have to give a compliment to Rav Moshe. But lo kedivri moron ha-goyin moron de-kula talmuda ha-igris Moshe. Rav Moshe is the Kol HaTorah, we all know. And he's certainly entitled his opinion of the God of HaTorah. But it's against the Pasha Pshat and Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe himself is Moshe. It's against the Beis Yaakov, it's against the Marivar. It's, we don't hold this way. Aye, they asked him a question, but how can you do such a thing? How can you obligate yourself if you're not married yet? He says, no. He writes as follows, the next Shuvah, Simon Chav Dalet. His wife Moshe wrote that the Chiyuv Ksuv is not like any other monetary obligation. It's only between a husband and wife. Be'emes Poshut, the Vadi Emshel Eschayv Ksuv Leisha Be'alma Sheinu Ishto. Of course, that's what Rav Moshe says. Without Kiddushin, it's nothing. But Emshel Eschayv Fei Erisin V'Chiyuv El Toli. If it catches Shana Lebesov, it'll be valid retroactive. Otherwise, not. That's what we quote from the Beis Yaakov. Mari Vile against Rav Moshe. Mwah! Mosuk Midvash. But then they asked him, oh, the next Shuvah. Aye, but it's not so nice. You're writing it in the one day, gets married the next day. It doesn't look right. You know, Merzik is Shikra. So Rav Moshe writes his response. This is Simon Chafei. He said, you're right. Avad, it's better not to do it that way. But you know, this Achwa Dvarim, they didn't get a chance to put the ring on their finger to Shkia. Ain't paid. So I've always tried to follow Rav Moshe if I can. You miss it by a minute or two, ain't paid. My first wedding that I made, my first son to get married, so we had it, we actually printed a schedule. This. You know, these are called schedules. So one of my son's good friends got a copy of the schedule. He's making fun. However, you missed this, you missed this, you're off by this much, off by this much, off by this much. And he said, you see, we called it, you know, you missed, you were a minute late with the Kiddush. You put the ring on the finger a minute after the Shkia. I smiled and I told him, ah, we're in Muncie. Muncie is 2 minutes, they were a minute early. Yeah?
It's a Shtar Muktam.
Yeah.
What about creditors' rights?
That's exactly the problem. The reason why Shtar Muktam is puzzled is because you may be able, the creditor will be entitled according to the face of the document to collect from things which were sold in the interim, which he really is not entitled to collect from, because he really came in late in the picture later on. That's why Muktam is possible. Exactly what?
So how does it affect the Shtar?
No! So according to Rav Moshe, when I pick up... Can I tell you something else? I gave you a whole bunch of Mara Makarmas way later on in the sheet. It's going to take us a long time to finish the sheet, not for one day. But in the interim, we're going to see some Makarmas in Mechira and the Farshim and the Rambam. I'll show you the Gemara. I wasn't going to plan to do this today, but look at the Gemara here, if I can find it for you briefly. In order for a kinyan to take effect, it has to be extant at the time of it is taking effect. Take a look over here, Pei Bezim and Alvim Sumas. Not our sugya, not going through the barichas, but you know, I told you Sumas is the shlizzle to Shas. Everything is everywhere. So I'm sure I forget half the time to tell you it's in Sumas. It's not in the Rambam Kamas. I'm just showing it to you now to give you a pshat. One of his follows. Watch this. One says, whatever the guy's halfway on the page. I tell him, Mishoch Parazu, acquire my para, the Mishicha, but only after 30 days. So the guy ends up saying, no. If he says, may Afshad, if it's retroactive, then it works. Otherwise, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You know why? Because 30 days from now, the cow is drifting off into a marsh somewhere. The terminology for this is kol sukinyana. What does kol sukinyana mean? If at the time that it's supposed to take effect, if the original kinyan is not extant anymore, then the kinyan is ineffective. Therefore, the Gemara has a special respect to chalipin. What's chalipin, Rabbi Osai? I give a pen to the chosn. They pick up my pen. And you obligate yourself such and such and such and such. Or you're going to sell such and such and such and such. If it works for right now, it's good. But I put the pen right back in my pocket. If it's going to be effective a week from now, it won't work. Because hadras sudra lamare, the sudra comes back to the person, it's no good. Can I tell you something funny? Since you quote Rav Moshe, why is Rav Moshe only upset about a ksuba? Where it's written by day, it goes into the night. Every single ksuba is a farce. It's a sham. It's a bluff. The picking of the handkerchief is only a photo opportunity. Because according to Rav Moshe, nothing takes effect until an hour later. Let's say it's in winter time. He picks up the handkerchief at 7, he gets married at 8. It's all the same date, but it's still ineffective. Or it's like Sunday afternoon. Picks it up at 2, gets married at 3. It's also ineffective. Because right now she's not even mikudeshes to you. It's a garnish. I saw her much at many weddings. Everyone said a handkerchief. You always picked it up. Why? It's useless, worthless, a bluff. I'm just making her. You follow me? That's why Rav Moshe is shverbort. Yeah.
Why don't we sign the ksuba here?
Oh, so in Eretz Yisrael, They're very careful. They avoid this problem completely. In Eretz Yisrael, they pick up the handkerchief under the canopy after he's already the Kodeshes. Then even Rabbi Moshe holds it's not a phone op, that it really works. But then you better get the right date. Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha, was Mesadik Kiddushin at my nephew's wedding. It was very close to my nephew. And they did it Israeli style. And they wrote the earlier date. I think his anniversary is... let me figure this out. Tomorrow. I know the exact date. It was a year like this. Take that back. I think it was yesterday. Whatever. Talking about 15 years ago. And my nephew asked my boys who were in Eretz Yisrael to sing under the chuppah. They sing nicely. They heard they sang at other weddings. And I've noticed she's getting very anxious. She's getting close to the shkiyah. We gotta hurry up. And here it's 100% right. Because here the ksuba was, they didn't do a Kabbalah's kinyan yet. They had to do that Kabbalah's kinyan before shkiyah. Otherwise, a predated ksuba is mamish no good, booked up. So we gotta sing a little more quickly. But I don't, in my case, I don't make a hurry up in America because they already did a Kabbalah's kinyan. Called everyone in the world except for Amersh. It's good. No problem. Everyone follow me? So, you understand? That's why we don't follow the many areas of Israel. A good question. Not only is it quote Rav Moshe, it's not a good question. He didn't even hold against Rav Moshe, which is the consensus against Rav Moshe. It's still a pretty good question. Yeah. Remember, we call a thing called Merzei Keshikra. Looks like a lie. Now, our ksubas all say, you got the ksuba in front, I gave you the kind of ksuba. What does it say? The man said to his wife, Heve Lilian Tugadas Moshe Yisrael. In other words, a.k.a. Harat Mekudesh Asli. He never said it. Then it says, Utsvias Maras Plonis Pavsalina. She agreed to become his wife. She didn't say yes yet. Sir Shlomo Zalman was worried about the Sheker. It's a lie. I have a fascinating, amazing, you wouldn't figure this out unless you know the dates. Rav Asher Weiss has a chuba about this also. The previous two chubas are about this. I read you Chav Gimel Dalet and Hey, Chav Aleph and Chav Beis. This is something, the date is amazing. Yud Tes Adar Aleph Tov Shin Nun Hey. It's written to the author of the Sefer Ksuba Kilchasa, of Stern from Bnei Brak. He calls him the Nafshi Hagoyin Hagodol. Wow. But Masha Orer Moron Hagoyin Hagrashaz Erba Shlita. Those know for Shlomo Zalman was Nifter. He's still writing Shlipah. Brackets, that's how. He wrote back the second letter, a few weeks later, Tetz Adar Beis, Hagrashaz Zatzah. And it's amazing, he wrote the date, and he comes in against him, Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman said it's a Sheker, and Rosh Hashanah, I think he's right also here. Doesn't mean he said to Harat Gadesh Sleep. They might have to get married. He said, let's get married, he got engaged. Be my wife. And she said, yeah, she agreed to be his wife. It wasn't a final agreement, a tentative agreement. They paid her $10,000 or more to the caterer, to this. She put her money where her mouth is. She agreed. All right, she can still back out, till the ring on the finger, but unlikely. She hopes unlikely. Especially at that point in time. I told you, I've never been at a wedding where I came to the wedding hall, either party backed out. One of my friends was in such a way. I never been such a way. Before backed out, yeah. That's it. I'm saying so, I think our Bush is correct. It's not a lie, it's just describing that they agreed to get married, and they haven't gotten married yet. I haven't seen they got married yet. So I'm just saying, no, so, but why take a chance on Shlomo Zalman? Do it later. Right? Do it later. So Shlomo Zalman, remember, has the insistence of doing it later. And he's especially upset if it goes from day to night. That's mamish, not true. In other words, if it's all the same day, today is what? There's Ches Elul. So I write down Ches Elul. He told the Harayat, and she said yes. So right now at 2 o'clock, it's a lie. But at 7 o'clock, it'll become true. So I just jumped the gun a little bit, Mela. But if I wrote at 7 o'clock tonight, he told her on the 7th, on the 8th day of Elul, be my wife, and she said yes. And it didn't happen until tonight, the 9th day of Elul. That's a lie till Mashiach comes. Enshrined. In ink. So B'Shalem HaZangel, oh, bet that a shape. It's a true as a Mincha Shalom Mechel HaGimel. It's printed. Rabbi Shalom, take it easy. That's not what it means. I mean, they agreed to get married. He agreed, she agreed. That doesn't mean they got married already. That's these two Shuvahs back to back, 3 weeks apart. One, not much, the last day of Shlomo Zalman before he was Nifter, and one, 3 weeks later. Dates. I didn't have to know the dates. Okay, Rabbi Osai, let's now turn our attention to this question a little further. When did they sign Ksuvahs in the olden days? And they signed it under the chuppah. Let's see if we can figure it out. When did they sign it? So I asked you to see somebody we've shown them. I don't know if you saw them yet, but I'm going to go in order. You have your Makorah sheets. I'm still here at the very beginning. The very first. Oh, let me go in order. Let me go in order. We have Gemara's Ksumas. We haven't opened Ksumas yet. I'm going to go in order. The first Maramah was only a half a line, but I want you to start to see it. It's very, very important. Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, literally the last line on the page. Ein ha'edim chosmen al ashtar elo imkein kira'u. Gentlemen, I am now making you, each one of you, a deputy. Who's going to a wedding in the next week, within the next week? Who's going to a wedding? Can you be on time? See if the Eidim read the Ksuvah. Just take a look. For Shagamah. Eina Eidim Chosmen Ashtar Ella in Kain Kira'u. Alright, you look, you come on time, sit there by the Chosmen's Tish, once you want to see the Shavuot so much, it's okay, and see if the Eidim read the Ksuvah before they sign. You let me come back. What's your mind? Tonight, tomorrow night? In a week?
Sunday.
Okay. So we'll know soon enough what's going on. Okay? Fine. That's how we start. Now I'll both say, back to what you said until now. Shul de Giborim, it's Tes Vav Amud Beis in the old print. It's Mem Dalid in the new print. Sif Katan Aleph. Starting from Venir Beina. Please take a look. Open your riff in the back. Shul de Giborim on the side. Venir Beina, you're supposed to give a look. I have to look inside. I won't be able to follow. Shem Hikdim Adam Lichtov Shtar Aksuba. Kodem knisasa lechupa yoma yomayim ein lepolso mishem shtarichov amukdamim shere ikar aksuba roar the schayev zeh mina erisin. If you stop right over here, it's like Rav Moshe. All of an erisin. Kod Rav Moshe didn't chew before erisin. Right? If you go against Rav Moshe, it didn't chew before erisin. Why is the only thing mina erisin? Then he has a different phrase. Kama Tosefes Yochel Eschayeba B'chol Shoh Sheyirtze Uvilvad Sheyachni Sena Shelo Kosev Lo Tosefes Al Das Le Konso B'kei Yinoim G'kan Monenu Shil Konsen B'Shabbos B'Kosen B'Shtar K'suba B'Shishi B'Shabbos. Even though the Knisa was later. Avo Mazah. Who's Mazah? Mori Zakeni Harav. This was called Lashon Riaz. The Riaz, Rabbi Yeshaya Achronzah. There were two Rabbi Yeshaya Ritranis. The famous one, the Tosas Rig, that we saw already earlier. That's Rabbi Yeshaya Ditrani, the first one. This is his grandson, his daughter's son. Rabbi Yeshaya Ditrani Achron, Riaz Achron. These are, you know, there's a famous Mabit and Marit to live later on in Tzfat, Beis Yosef's time and thereafter. That's not Mishpacha apparently. Trani is a city in Italy. Okay, Rabbi Osai, this is the Mazah. Boris Kenny Rav Hinig, Lichto Be'echad B'Shabbos. He wouldn't let him write an order because he's apparently afraid of Mukhtam or something like that. It's unclear here. Now, here's again the question. When did Tosas Rid live? Is there two generations later? Did Tosas Rid live? Pretty early. I think in the maybe the 12th century, this is his grandson, maybe in the 13th century. We said before, even the Rashi lived in the 13th century, even though Rashi already said to put the Kedusha and the Surah together to a place where they didn't do it that way. It gets unclear what was in many of these particular places. Could be, you know, just, I wanted to show it to you. Now, Rabosai, we had discussed the Gemara in Gittin. You never saw it in the actual text. Now, like you should see it in the actual text, even though we already saw it quoted in the Beis Yosef. I like to see text. It says, watch. I asked the Gemara in Gittin, Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Omar Shmuel. Ksuvo kamaisa bezni damyo. Ma maisa bezni nechtovim b'yom b'nechtovim b'layla. Av ksuvo nechtemes b'yom b'nechtemes b'layla. Hey. No problem muktam. You know why? I'll tell you why. I'll show you Rashi in a minute. I just want to finish this after with links back and forth. Let me just read the Gemara whole, then we'll see the Rashi's. Ksum said the Rav Chia Barav Echtov Bayom Echtov Malayla. Have a Rav Hosev Alom Alom Midi. Leim a Kishvul Sviolet, because he didn't say anything. No! Asukin Ba'oso Inyonu. Rav Moshe, so doesn't help. Because according to Rav Moshe, he's like marrying a stick. She's not Mekudesh, you can't marry anything. You can't mischive yourself to a stick. She's not your wife yet. Even Sumo, he won't help. But here, it helps. The Tanya, Sumo Sinyan, Lohinin Kosher, so this sounds like a brice against Shmuel, so maybe you shouldn't pass like Shmuel. Keep it in mind, okay? Now, of course, in the time of the Gemara, it proves nothing because they had the Eris 12 months before the Nisuin. But let's see what Rashi says.
You got the Ksuba before Erisin or before Nisuin?
In the case of the Gemara, the Ksuba was after the Erisin, before the Nisuin. That's why the Gemara proves nothing for our situation. It's a much Moshe. Gemara's time is different than our times. That's what Moshe told Vard. You can't do it. What happened? I'll get out of this.
But then isn't the shit that Gevorah's talking about a case?
Oh, what I just do?
After Nisuin? That's after.
The shit that Gevorah first thought of by saying, what I missed something very bad over here.
Doesn't he say that you can say it a couple of days before?
Don't help me out. I tried some button, which is now going crazy.
Shit that Gevorah's just saying.
I want Rashi, but I pressed the button, which is blocking everything.
I think it's loading.
What's it loading? No, I pressed the button by mistake.
It looks like it's loading, but it might be like some bigger source. But
how do I get out of this? Can you get me out of this?
Try to put it on something else?
I did. I tried throwing Rashi. It's going to be Rashi. It's blocked. So, yeah. Oh. Stop. Okay, give me back Rashi. For some reason, this Rashi, he doesn't have a load Rashi. They pressed a button before, that's my mistake. Well, let it start again. I'll do links all over. I'm sorry. I'm not a good computer person. I pressed the button by mistake and everything got knocked out. Here we go. Watch this. Kamaisa Bezin, Dominitai Bezin, Uksuba. Mamasa Bezin, Chiyuhim Mishim Psak Dinu. Fi Afal Gablo Ichnam, Hilkach Enshem Akdama Vinuchlav, Yavin Chlav Malayla. Av ksuba mishas ksuba nechus al chubba the kiri of chasnesu. Catch that word, important word. Chayal shibuda avagad lo achdim. You hear what's going on? A ksuba indicates they're about to get married. Now Rav Moshe will say it because they already have kiddush. But since they're about to get married, they have nothing official yet. The engagement is garnished. That's what Rav Moshe will say. Okay. Lo shanu. Asuk vasen yehu, excuse me. Dixiv ha-chasim ha-fil b'shar shtaros kasha. Lo shanu shtaros ha-chtam yachtam ala psul nalas. Watch this. Came and showed him the Zumonim, Lachdom, Elishabal Tarfam, Tzrich, and the Hampton, Hachi, Sama Sophis, Ashtar, Athal, Gabdis, Ramalech, Hasim, and the Urta, Kosher. Why? Here's the key, finally. Shemishas Ksiva, Nami, Isle, Kola. The key word from yesterday, Shir. The whole point of having a document taught by witnesses, they're going to tell the world, two Jews know the story, 2,000 Jews know the story. You know how it is in the Jewish world. So the word will get out that the things were to happen, and there'll be people be careful not to buy things which are on the lien. That's what we spoke about yesterday, and it's not true anymore nowadays. You have to taboo and they don't keep quiet. That was yesterday's issue. I want to repeat it again. Adkan, this whole sugya is like Gemara. Any questions before I go further? You got the Gemara? You got the Gemara, you got the Rashi. Now let's see the Tosis, which you saw already. I'm going to show it to you again. Tosis with links. Just to see it a second time. It's good to do a little Chazara. We saw it quoted before. We'll see it again. Mama Sebezdin. Nichta Bayon the Mishas Psakdin Ika Kola Kabishtar. Shama Bidin Gabim Mishabdi, it's a call. Besdin is a important dude. Aksub and Echtazim Kama Laila. Yesh Mekomo Shenog and Lichta Maksub Be'er of Shabbos to the Chos of Motzi Shabbos. Ve'en Ocho Lassus came. Shum Tol Sefes. The Dilma Les Le Kola. Not the Ksub itself, it's not Besdin. You hate the Konimi Nei. Lekka Lemech Hashmini. Baba Basri. You need to be sourced from Bais Yosef. Question. It tells his time. When did he put the ring on a finger? A year before? Or right before the chuppah? I thought under the chuppah. I said, I'm going to toast against Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe will have to say back, nah. Tosis is saying in the Mekomis where they had put the ring on the finger at least a couple of days before the chuppah. Maybe they put the ring on the finger on Friday and they had the chuppah Motzi Shabbos. Something like that. Again, so there's a color. It's a question. It's a big question what Tosis really means. I thought that the consensus against Rav Moshe, I thought Rav Moshe to get out of this problem. Good. So we saw the Tosis. Yeah.
How would that work? If you do the ksuba and you do the kinyan before the chuppah, then isn't that like?
Rav Moshe holds it as a joke. It's a photo op. And everyone else disagrees with him. It says you can do the kinyan then. You're right. If you cancel the shidduch, then it's nothing. But if you go through with the shidduch, then it's going to work, in fact, retroactively. That's what the post will say against Rav Moshe. All say against Rav Moshe. Okay, fine. Now I'm going to show you a Mordechai in the Maram Mekomis, Rav Moshe, on this daf. This daf is in the second parak.
How far do you think that is abstracting, that it's super abstracting?
That's a question. I already told you, Rav Shech the Shlita put in the two words in Aksuba. Anan Sahadi. And this Sefer is fire against him. So it was a Maisa Bezdin. You should write it on time. It's not really a Maisa Bezdin. It's neither here nor there. So you write it in the ambiguous. Don't. I mentioned it yesterday. That's why you don't have it done. That's why I don't put it in the text. Okay. Fine. Right there. Where's the Mordechai? Simen Shin Lamed Zion. Kosev Rav Yoh. Oh, here we go. Watch this. Nira, I forgot the kind of the Shmuel Bedini. Normally passed like Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? That Maisa Bezdin. And only Chol Nachdem Aksiva Lachsimam. Shmuel Tosefes. All right, the Ksuba Tosefes no problem. But Tosefes. And Maisa Bezdin is Tosefes. I have Sukkah Bosa Inyan. The Chasimam. So he says there's a problem with the Sukkah. The Kenyan shows them beyond the home lap and belayer, the Kenyan shtokol, Stankin and Siva Ome, who may shite the Yedu Lakuchos, the Stabet Nixi, and they'd be careful. They know they're bonging on the lean. And he quotes the Gemara in Baba Basi, we saw quoted three times, right that they have the Kenyan. Etc. Baruch Hashem is a Mordechai. It's been making for us in the Shiloh. Fantastic. Great, Baruch Hashem. Okay? So far, both sides, so good. Now, once we're in the Mordechai already, let's go a little bit further. Watch this.
Wait, so is the Mordechai saying that if somebody buys property before the wedding, they know that they know,
because once they already were Makabel Kinyan 3 hours before the wedding, which is a different calendar date, and when the word got out. I told you, I already showed you, we read yesterday in one of the Sfarim, it was called Hayoshev HaTov, or Shari Tzedek, or one of those. In those days, they lived in small towns. Kulam Yodim is Kulam. Everyone knows everybody else. Yeah, he had a big psst. He had a big gossip in the street. He picked up the handkerchief to marry her tonight. Everyone knew about it from then. You bought it probably after those years. You dumb up a Rosh, you shouldn't have bought it. But today, when people go to different cities, different countries, no one knows. You don't write the title encumbrance. That was yesterday, she. I don't want to repeat everything yesterday. Fine. Look at this over here. Amazing. Watch this. I'll say some, what happens? The Mefurash Gemara and the Masechta Gittin. I didn't ask you to see the Gemara, because I just can't read every Gemara, but let's open the, oh, it's in Gittin. Take it from my word. There's a Gemara in Gittin, if you test, Rav Nachman v'safri the daini the islu aimsa. There's a fear not to try to lie if there's a chosh of a day in there or the computer. I'll say samchu chatme hakol lachtom tsuba kodem habracha. The different yourselves. Or lachtom haksuba osam she'enem yodem likros. I can't read sons of tsuba anyway. Why? Because aimsa the tzibur of the shaker. What do you mean the shaker? I'm telling you, sign your name, this is a ksuba. With this person, this man, and this woman, at this time, and this place. I can't read anything. Sign it anyway. No one's going to lie. And remember, they're going to read the ksuba publicly. That's what's it's read publicly. I guess he doesn't know how to read, he knows how to hear. I mean, he knows Aramaic, maybe. And he'll recognize the names. Hey, he's the wrong ksuba. His name is Chaim, they're saying Shaul. Her name is Rachel, they're saying Rivka. Oh, you gotta be mixed up the Shubas over here, say. But no one's gonna lie if that's the meaning. So if you go to the Shubas next week and they don't read it, you know where it's coming from. This is Mordechai. The Gama'edim Chos from Konam Abracha. Yeah, what Bracha? Which Bracha? Which Bracha? Harrison and Nisun. Relevant to our previous discussion. Doesn't say. The Lekim Shem Bamzik Kishitra. Now, what does that mean? If it's before the Nisuin, so why would that be a Merzik Shikra Bosin? Maybe he holds that Hevela the Intu, the happens of the Intu, the word Intu means Isha, and a full fledged Isha is in the Suah. But a Mekudesh is not a full fledged Isha. Then, he may be referring to a case after the Erison before the Nisuin. If you won't accept that premise, it's questionable in my opinion. That means he must be referring to a case before he put the ring on the finger. That's why it's a sheker. She's not his wife yet. I mean, yeah, I'm just trying to go against Rav Moshe. That's what I'm trying to go. Because all the other posts are against. I'm trying to bring rights. He says, also, Gvosa Inyan, etc. And some wait till after the bracha, should for our Kenyan answer the Fneim. Get the impression they actually signed it before they even put Makabal Kenyan. Al Shem Sofo. This week's parasha, but Sorobo? Al Shem Sofo. What? You're going to sign Al Shem Sofo? Yeah, they're not going to lie to you. This is a pillar de gazach. I'm going to sign a piece of paper, something which hasn't happened yet? Because they tell me it's going to happen? I wouldn't sign. But I guess if the rabbi says to sign, I'd be scared. I'd sign. There's a fear. No one's going to lie. That's why they have that assumption. It's a little bit complicated how to read precisely this morning. Different hagos, different gear selves. Anyway, Rabbi Osai. How do we pass an halacha l'maisa? How do we pass an halacha l'maisa? So, the Shulchan Aruch writes, this is all, again in the Maror Makomos. I'll just show it to you briefly. You don't have time to go through everything right now. We'll come back to these things later. I'd like to give you when you're doing my Maror Makomos, please, what I have in mind is I put all the Gemaras first before all the Poskim. All the Gemaras and all the Rambams and the Torah Shulchan Aruch. But it doesn't mean you go in that say in that order. If you get to a Gemara and you see on the side Ein Mishput, and it's one of those Rambams or Shulchan Aruch in the bottom, make sure to see it. I just want to give it to you in the conceptual order, which is first the Gemaras and then the Shulchan Aruch. Let me give you one sip of Shulchan Aruch right now. Not really too much, just a little tiny bit. Here we are, Nechus Ksub, it's the very first sip. Sim Asamadon. Watch. The last sif, I believe it is. The makom she'ein regilin lachtom b'ksub el aruyim lahoyed lo yachtom ish'einu de'alikros. You don't know how to read. You shouldn't be signing it. You shouldn't be signing it. You don't know how to read it. You can't read it. And if you did, on a simple level, what should it then be? It should be possible, right? Sound like to me. It should be possible. Do you pass it? No, I don't want this. Made a mistake. Forgive me. Back again. I want it, I guess. Come on. I don't know who's who. Maybe this. See if I'm right this time. not also not what I want. It's great. Go back and forth. I want the Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel. Where is the Beis Shmuel? Which one is it? Maybe it's him. Let's see. No, again, I just can't just keep repeating myself. Anyway, the Beis Shmuel says, I'm going to run out of tabs here. I'm just repeating what's going on. My memory is poor. I can't remember what I'm doing here. Close the window. X. Can I close this? Can I close these windows? Not working. How about I don't know, how do you close the window?
Little X in the...
So where's the X? This? This one?
In the corner of each one of the tabs, there should be an X.
Oh, in the little tab. Sorry for taking your time. See, I'm not an expert over here. I can't figure out, Rebbe says, how come I'm not getting the Beis Shmuel? I want to show it to you. I'm not saying he was a Lashon of Posel. I don't understand. Well, how can I have the letter of the Beis Shmuel? Maybe this is Beis Shmuel. Try one more time. Oh! Mazel Tov. Thank you. Okay, what does it say over here? It says... funny. Somebody says that if... also mekomos yichom lachtom afal pi shein yachol lekros lo garami psulin. What's going on? It sounds like the guy knows how to read. It's a puzzle. A puzzle. So it sounds like the Meshul. But not the Mordechai. The Mordechai sounds like he's saying that the Mechaber never quoted the Mordechai. The Mechaber never quoted the Mordechai. The Mechaber of Yosef Kara is quoting Sephardi Pesuk posted. So how do you read it? How do you start it before it's read? In other words, if in Eretz Yisrael in some place they read the whole Ksuba, then they stop at the Chanina, pick up the Akashim, then they sign. Okay, I understand. They read it first. But in America, they sign before it's even read. So how do you do that? That's the kasha which he has over here in the back. It's called Shvivei Eish in the back. How do you do this thing? The simple pshat is, according to the Mordechai, you can tell even before the Kabbalah's Kenyan, because it's going to happen. What is the answer? These days, all ksubas are identical. You just have to know the names, the dates, the place. In my opinion, Rabbi Osai, in my opinion, which is probably what we started with over here, this is what I do at every wedding. I have the chassan and the two aidim read it with me word for word. And the chassan, if he's an Amoritz, I can't help it. He's getting married. I ask him, please pick you two aidim who are going to know how to read Aramaic. I know what the words mean. And then we all read it together. It's a proper thing. Now, so what minig is better? To do the minig America or minig Eretz Yisrael? So the Maril said, you do nothing until after the Kiddush. Maril? Did you ask after follow the Maril? Yeah. Yeah. The Maramintz says no. You put the Suda first and the Chassin before the Kiddushin. Kim Min Hagenu. Min Hagenu means Minig of Poland. Now, we're mostly Polish Jews, right? I mean, the Maril is a German Jew. We're mostly Polish Jews, although the Maril is, there are more quotes from every single page. So that's it. Split the Menachim. In Israel, I think they usually do the Kinyan under the Chuppah, usually. In America, usually they do it before. Is that correct? I'm on my facts right. My facts right? Mostly in America, they do the Ksuba before the Chuppah, correct? And there, so they do it under the Chuppah, also correct? I think that's the correct fact. So the question becomes, why do it earlier? Why? Unbelievable shot. Otherwise, catch this now. They're under the chuppah together without a ksuba. How do we start the shiur today? No, you shouldn't have a marriage without a ksuba. But wait a second. We saw the first line, also this yachid. Whatever yichud means, a real yichud, or yichud with beer, with no beer, but it means a yichud. Here, they're under a canopy in front of 500 people. That ain't no yichud, man. But apparently it was those who felt that even if it's not yichud, you shouldn't have nisuin without a ksuba. Therefore, we do that in America today. We do the ksuba before we go to the bedekin or before we go to the chuppah. By the time they walk under the chuppah together, the ksuba is already in place. That's the way that the meeting of the Maharamint was. And I'm just going to show you in the back, those who want to look at later, ksuba kehilchasan, in the back, something called Shvive Eish. There's a whole simon about this. It's called simon Gimel, Mara Mintz. Okay. Mara Mintz says different customs. Mari Bruna. I have the Melzik Kashikra. No. Then I wear a Melzik Kashikra. It gives you a source for which we'll get to Mr. Shem. Then. The question, so why bother doing it earlier? What's the point? Must be a good reason. Oh. The reason is given, again, Shehiya below Ksuba. And he has the kasha, wait a minute, without Yichud is nothing. Without Yichud is nothing. So, he has another amazing suggestion. Maybe, I told you before, that Rav Nosson Tzvi Zal was afraid. He'll schlep and become a muktam. So if you do the kinyan right away, it's going to be a kosher ksuba. If you do the kinyan in the chuppah, after dark, it's going to be a posel ksuba. That's the reason he suggests over here as well. Amazing. Amazing. So the different customs over here, I've all said. Different customs. Different customs. Now, I have to be honest with you, that I have a problem with his chashash, that they have no ability to write the ksuba under the chuppah because it's too late. You want, they should have the ksuba written before the nisuin. So in the old days, the Maharili says, they put the ring on the finger before they walk under the canopy. It's no problem. But today, he says, we are under the canopy before he puts the ring on the finger. The question becomes, aren't we worried of having a chuppah of a nisuin without a ksuba? That's why he suggests the minhag became to make it earlier. It's all in Siman Gimel and Shvive Eish. My view is, it's simply not true. Not true. Why is it not true? Gentlemen, I need to know, what's the exact moment of nisuin? If you'll just do it as Yichud, we saw that in the Ranaf Aleph of the Rambam, they just say very well. They clock the door, wait to the Shia Yichud, done. But our meaning is if we go under the Chuppah. At what moment of the Chuppah are they married? Nisuin. Kiddush Neno. Puts the ring on the finger. Is she a Nisuin at that very moment or not? It's like I'm asking that question. Is she a Nisuin at that very moment or not? What do you think? You think yes, because they're under the canopy already. Gentlemen, my last source that they have to stop in a second. Ma'aseh Shehoyah. Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah, Hakol Seh Li'ishto Dinez Ram Elim in Chasayach. So then, it says over here, the Pei Roseim, and Pei Roseim and Olam, you have to write, I don't want nothing to do with your possessions, Rav Osai. Nothing to do with it. I too late, they're already married. Bekosiv lo va'oda arusa. You write this, or maybe you say it, during the stage of Erisin. Before Erisin is too early, after the Nisuin is too late. When my father, Oliver Shalom, remarried, he had a cue card from Nissen Karelis, because his wife's daughter's from Bnei Brak. They didn't want to lose all their money, in case the mother would pass away before my father. So he said, from a cue card, Din udvarim, ain't them in a chasayim, a pair of sand, a pair of sand, I was there. according to the Sefer Shiva Yesh, it was too late. Because the minute you put the ring on a finger, you already have nesuah, too late. Obviously, Rav Nissim Kavala's held, that's called Kol Siv Lava Ol Darusa. I bet you put a ring on the finger under the chuppah. Good question, huh? Tune in tomorrow for the answer. Tomorrow is Thursday, right? 10:45, we say out of the Shemai.